dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Good afternoon, everybody. We have our first baseball broadcast of the 2024 season. Jarrett Sluppy alongside Brandon Tabbins at Pelican back in the booth. Should be a good one. Big 7 matchup. Hiawatha hosting Sabetha. And I tell you what, this Hiawatha team, they have a new coach. But this is a team that's kind of turning its team around. They have back-to-back 10-plus win seasons for the first time in school history from last year and 2 years ago. It's a program that's kind of trying to turn things around. But now with a new coach, it'll be interesting to see the direction that this Red Hawks team is going. But it's been a bit of a slow start for Hiawatha. They're 0-4 on the young season. Sabetha, they are 2-3. They're ranked 8th in Class 3A, according to the Coaches Association. So two teams that have kind of gotten off to a bit of a slow start here in 2024. But now these teams play for keeps. This is league play. And Sabetha, coming off a league title last year, their first since 2019. And I tell you what, they can get to that 12 number like they did last year. It'd be difficult to knock them off, and tough to have them not be back-to-back champs.
Yeah, you mentioned Sabetha off to a 2-3 start. They played some really good competition here early. They were swept by Rock Creek to begin the year and then lost to a solid Burlington team as well in an early bird tournament. Supposed to play Silver Lake as well, but that game was canceled. But bounced back nicely with a sweep against Marysville. You mentioned Hiawatha trying to get back on track with an 0-4 start.
And Sabetha trying to get back to state, as they got there last year after defeating Nemaha Central in the sub-state championship. 14-10 was the final now, and that was a fun one. And we are ready to go. And the first pitch from Ren Hageman is underway, and we are underway as that one misses blown away for ball one. Let's take a look at the hitting order. First for the Sabetha Blue Jays, leading off at the plate right now is Mitchell Kramer. Batting second is Marcus Bauman. Batting third is Christian McAfee, as the 1-0 pitch is in there for strike one to even up the count. Chase Fry batting cleanup. Jacob Grimm batting fifth. Aiden Lang batting sixth. Reed Mitchell batting seventh. Harper Schmelzley batting eighth. And Will Ulrich batting ninth. And Dakota Niehaus not batting, but he is playing in left field. That one misses down low, makes it 2-1. Let's take a look at the infield for Hiawatha, as mentioned, is Hageman. That is the starting pitcher, Lancaster, to finish out the battery. Third base is Stephen Morgan. At short is Kreider. Stevens at second. Grasswall at first. Henry in left, Jacobson in center, Teal in right. Wind up in the 2-1. And this is outside for ball three. So 3-1 count.
This is a very veteran-heavy Sabetha Blue Jays team, as you mentioned. Again, got to state last year, saw a very good Wichita Collegiate team in that first round, losing 3-1. But this is senior-heavy up and down the lineup with a ton of experience.
Kramer batting 500 this year. That one just misses up for ball four, so he will be on base on balls for the fifth time this year, and that will bring up Marcus Bauman, one of the elite athletes, regardless of sports and classification.
Yeah, three-sport athlete. Baseball, certainly up there with the accolades, just like basketball over the winter. Blue Jays, again, back-to-back years they've gotten upended in the sub-state tournaments, but now transitioning here to the baseball season.
Big off move is they tried to fake out on the old throwaway fake
they
out.
They did. I appreciate that try.
Didn't fake him out, though.
Hageman with the fake throw to first and getting back safely was Kramer. They tried to catch him off guard, but Kramer was ahead of the count there.
That was well done. Kramer, 6 stolen bases, tied for second on the team. Got a pretty big lead over there against the left-handed pitcher, Hageman.
Looks like he's he's got the itch to go. It looks like he's got that special protective piece on the right hand that you see a lot of those athletes wear when they're on the base pass, protecting while they slide.
First pitch was a strike. There he goes. Kramer, a pitch outside, throw it down to second, not in time. And Kramer is in scoring position for his 7th steal of the year.
That was a good throw by Lancaster, a little bit off target, but again, the jump by Kramer, it was just very well timed, and I don't think even an absolute dart would have got him at second base.
Marcus Bauman, a bit of a not a great start for him this season. Batting just 200 as that one misses up and away, making it 2-1, 3 hits, no extra base hits, a couple RBI, a couple runs, but he does still lead the team in steals. Shows you whenever he gets on, he's always looking to run.
That just means he's due with a 200 start. He's a guy that certainly will rack it up in a hurry.
3-1 pitch, sky toward right field, foul territory, drifting over his teal, and he can't make the play, just misses in front of him. Not happy with himself, slams the middle fence. 315 to the left and the right field poles, 340 to left and right center, 360 straight away with a big sweeping left-right field wind coming at about 15 to 20 miles per hour, as indicated by the giant American flag in straightaway center field.
Thing's ginormous.
It really is.
It stands out, there's no doubt.
By the way, the count was off. It's now 2-2. It said 3-1, now it's 2-2. Again, Kramer over at second, reaching on a leadoff walk, stealing second base. Big secondary lead, and he's now going to step off the back of the mound. Left-handed starter will get back on the rubber for the Red Hawks. Bauman digs in, the right-handed center fielder. Take him into the plate. Swing and a miss behind on that fastball for strike three. And that will bring up Christian McAfee. Just saw him play in the NEK All-Star game. Played well in that, but this year in baseball, how about 8 hits for him already, tied for the team lead with Mitchell Kramer. 471 batting average, 7 RBI, leads the team in that category as well. And the left-handed first baseman digs in. First pitch from Hageman, that one in there, fastball outside corner, nice pitch by the Redhawks starter.
Two things. One, it was very important to get that strikeout and keeping Kramer at second base, so just getting that first out, obviously a big relief, but then on the other side, respect to McAfee, he's one of the few rocking the no gloves at the plate.
Going opposite way, a base hit in front of Henry. And rounding second headed for third, and he is in there. Well, I guess he was just going from second to third. Kramer had to wait for it to figure out if Henry was going to catch it or not. He did not. It fell in front of him. And Kramer advances to third, and it's a one-out double for Christian McAfee. And now two runners in scoring position for Chase Fry. Batting 286 on the young season, has played in all five of the games so far. 4 hits, 5 runs. First pitch, swing, popped it up behind home plate and out of play for strike one.
Yeah, that was a perfect spot. The left fielder and Henry was playing more into the gap in left center, which left a lot more room close to the line. And that was just off the end part of the bat for McAfee and just too long of a run for Henry to get there in time.
His first extra base hit of the season. This one's guided on an 0-1 pitch, foul territory, about the same spot for Teal again. Can he make this one? And drifts out of play. It makes it 0-2, so a chance here for Hageman to get that much-needed second out.
It would loosen up just so much if you can get the strikeout here and then not really have to turn your focus onto the runners at all. The focus probably not much on the two base runners at second and third, but there's just that some sort of sigh of relief if you at least know all you got to do is get the next man at the plate.
Hageman from the stretch unloads. In there, strike three, got a look, and fastball right down the heart of the plate. And Fry down on strikes, two away for Jacob Grimm.
Well, there it is. You've gotten that next step, and now you get a big body right-hander at the plate who certainly has a lot of pop in the bats. And how huge this would be if Hageman can get out of this pickle in the first.
He's got 6 hits on the year. 2 of them have been over the fence, batting 462. How about a 1.665 OPS for Jacob Grimm? First pitch in the dirt, ball one.
A lot of power.
No doubt about that. Absolutely.
Big part of the Blue Jays football and basketball program as well.
That one just missing. Maybe a touch inside, makes it 2-0. This Sabetha team really has been consistent on all three sides of the field. They're batting 313 as a team, 394 ERA, not too shabby, but like you said, Brandon, some really tough competition. This one, again, foul territory, right field side, and can't quite make the play as Grathwell, the first baseman, trying to extend and make that play, and makes it 2-1. 2 outs, runners on second and third. Leadoff walk for Mitchell Kramer. A double by Christian McAfee brought him over to third. It was kind of a looping fly ball to left field, so Kramer had to kind of wait on it to see if it was going to be caught or not, so didn't get a jump. 2-1 pitch from Hageman. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. 2 runners stranded. Oh, my apologies. Been early season 4, and that was strike 2. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that.
All right, one more. But that was a well-located pitch. Again, low and outside, just had him chasing. Would have clearly had been ball three, but now advantage back to the pitcher in Hageman.
All right, here's the 2-2. That one ripped right side, a little blooper. And Teal will make the catch, so they will get out of the jam. And we'll go to the bottom of the first. Scoreless here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the bottom of the first. Blue Jays strand 2, and on the rubber for the Blue Jays is Aiden Lang. 6 innings pitch for him. 0-1 record, beg your pardon, on one start. ERA of 2.33, whip of 1.17, opposing batting average of 2.40. He'll take on the Red Hawks starting lineup, which looks like this. Leading off and DHing is Micah Oldham. Batting second and playing second is Tyler Stevens. Batting third and playing in center is Cooper Jacobson. Batting cleanup and playing first, Aiden Grasswall. Batting fifth and playing third is Dalton Steven Morgan. Batting sixth and catching is Lucas Lancaster. Batting seventh and playing short is Cooper Kreider. Batting eighth and pitching is Ren Hageman. And batting ninth and playing right is Peyton Teal. Carson Henry playing in left, but not batting. So here is Micah Oldham, younger brother of Xavier Oldham, who graduated last year. The fantastic bat for the Red Hawks last year. First pitch in there, strike one from Lang. And back to work from the windup. That one blooper, right side, drifting in foul territory. And that is, was that fair?
I believe so.
It was fair.
Yeah, stayed inside the line left. Might have been a little bit of confusion with McAfee at first and then Schmelzley, the second baseman, both kind of running to it at the same time, and right at the last second, they both kind of popped back, like maybe both were saying, I got it. And then the confusion, then again, couldn't have placed it any better, right inside the line down and right, and a leadoff singer for Oldham.
So speaking of the defense, let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays. As mentioned, Lang pitching. Mitchell rounds out the battery behind the plate. First pitch in there, strike one to Tyler Stevens. Left to right in the infield, Fry at third, Kramer at short, Schmelzley at second, and McAfee at first. Niehaus in left field, Bauman in center, and Ulrich in right. A one pitch to Stevens. There goes the runner. Popped up, a little blooper. Might be playable, but just out of the reach of Mitchell out of play. Makes it 0-2.
Well, we mentioned before we got going here, again, the Redhawks off to a little bit of a slow start. Sweeps against Marysville and then Frankfurt. Frankfurt's off to a scorching start, so their program just getting back up and running, and the Wildcats off to a really good start, but Tiawatha, the team, they've had a week off. Time to reset, get back to it.
Off-speed pitch, fouled straight back. It'll remain 0-2. And the Red Hawks, I mean, last year was a great start. They started 10-4. They were 6-2 in league play, but they lost their last 7 games to finish 10-11. They ended up 6th in the league. They just had all their difficult games at the back end of the schedule. That's an opposite field for a base hit for Tyler Stevens. Back-to-back singles to start for Hiawatha.
Well, that was a well-executed hit and run there, because you look at Oldham taking off, and then that makes the right side of the infield move. And if he's not going there, that's probably an easy play for Schmelzley. And at worst, you get the guy at second and get that out. But it was placed perfectly again between first and second. And Oldham having to stop at second base, but well done, 2 on, nobody out.
Cooper Jacobson, the center fielder, coming up for Hiawatha. First pitch to him is in the dirt for ball one. Another one of our terrific area athletes. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Aiden Lang, as mentioned, having a solid season, but off to a bit of a rocky start here in the bottom of the first. And that one's in there for a strike. Cooper Jacobson, first team All Big Seven a year ago for the Red Hawks. And that one just a bit outside. Mitchell tried to frame that one, but not getting the call. Makes it 2-1.
Well, crucial at bat here. Red Hawks getting the first two on. Definitely an opportunity to take advantage as the next one missing a little bit outside. Makes it 3-1, and you got Grathwall, the cleanup man, who potentially could be in a true cleanup spot if a walk is issued here.
From the stretch, Lang, 3-1 count. Here it comes. Swing and a foul tip. I might have caught a piece of Mitchell's mask there, so it makes the count full.
Off speed, started, it looked maybe towards the middle of the plate and kind of broke inside and maybe caught that. Mentioned maybe the backstop there, maybe the inside part of the bats there for Jacobson.
The pitch, that one's outside, ball four, bases loaded. First, second, and third batters have all reached. And that will bring up Aiden Grathwall. Batting cleanup this afternoon for the Red Hawks. Chance for Hiawatha to get off to a nice start. Last time these two teams got together here, Hiawatha got a sweep. That was 2 years ago. But Sabetha won both of the games in the doubleheader last year in Sabetha. It's the first pitch fouled back by Grathwall.
Yeah, those were 10-0 and 16-1 finals a year ago. Right now, Red Hawks, the base is loaded, nobody out. Certainly an opportunity for a big inning. And if you're Lang, you got to try to limit the damage as much as possible. You hope for zero runs, but you really got to clean up three straight times. But just limit as much as you can.
To start this AB for Lang, and he gets ahead 0-2. The pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. There's the first out. One gone for Lang, and that'll bring up Dalton Stephen Morgan, the third baseman. Still plenty of opportunities here for the Red Hawks, but now kind of a little bit of danger here of what looked to be possibly an explosive first inning. Might be a couple runs as opposed to maybe three or four, even more than that. First pitch, pops in the air. Shallow center field, might stay in the infield dirt, just barely caught in the outfield grass, and that will hold Oldham at third. So now two gone, back-to-back batters retired after allowing the first three on base.
Well, and that was very shallow, as you mentioned, just barely out of the infield, just creeping into the grass. That was a really long run for Bauman from center, and that's a tough play with this wind. The way it's gusting, you see that American flag kind of blowing towards maybe that right field corner. A ball hit that high, running that far in. Very impressive play, and now quickly a chance to get out of it unscathed.
Off-speed pitch in there, strike one to Lucas Lancaster, batting sixth for Hiawatha. And I tell you what, kind of talking about that last play, there's a few outfielders in this league where that ball is caught, you run home, but not on Marcus Bauman, I tell you what. That ball chopped. Third base, infield grass, it's booted. Everybody's going to be safe. And Hiawatha's on the board first. It was a close play at first, but Fry boots the infield chopper, and it's 1-0 Red Hawks.
Well, that's just an unfortunate bounce there for the Blue Jays and Lang. You just think a ground ball to a pretty sure-handed third baseman in Fry, but just enough of a boot that allowed Lancaster to beat the throw. And Hiawatha to get on the board first.
And that will bring up Cooper Kreider, batting seventh, the shortstop, after the E5. First pitch, a little bit outside to the left-handed shortstop. So, of course, that'll go as an unearned run. Looked like Lang had something going there after he allowed the first three batters. He retired the next two. As that one misses maybe a little bit low. I think Lang not happy that he didn't get that call. Ball's behind the count 2-0.
Well, it's easy to maybe let that play get in your head. That's something you cannot allow. You got to really focus in once again, and all you got to do is get one out, and you limit the damage to that minimal one run. But again, it's about kind of keeping the head right and making sure you're throwing in those, you know, pitches that you're capable of doing.
Backdoor slider miss. It's now 3-0. Here's the pitch, and that one misses low. Four-pitch walk. Walks in another run. 2-0 Redhawks as Stevens will touch home plate. And Kreider on to first. That brings up Ren Hageman. He'll try to help his own cause here. One of the easiest RBIs you're going to get. Get on base on balls. Hageman batting eighth in the order. Bases are still loaded. Two gone. Bottom of first. That one will be fouled opposite way. The pitch is left. Bat's right. Mixed dominance is what they call that. 0-1 pitch. That one in there for a strike. Looks to be maybe a touch outside, but they give him a call. It's one strike away from getting out of the inning. This would be big for Lang here if he can do so. Swing and a miss. He got him. Two runs come across for Hiawatha. Redhawks lead it 2-0. We go to the top of the second. Up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at HighlandCC. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
KNZA.
Couple runs for Hiawatha, and they lead Sabetha 2-0. A little bit of baseball action for you here, here on this Monday afternoon. Jared Fluffy, Brandon Tavins, Seth Tollison back in the booth. And it'll be Aiden Lang leading off for Sabetha to start the second inning, batting sixth. And a nice start for Hiawatha, the bottom of the first.
Yeah, I think if you're the Blue Jays and a crucial error leading to those two runs, which, again, Hiawatha got the bases loaded with nobody out real quick. And, you know, even still with the error and the two runs allowed, it could have been a lot worse. So you come back strong after the error and at least limit the damage after that. But Blue Jays can certainly bounce back pretty quick.
First pitch from Hageman to Lang, and this is 4-1. Lang on the season batting 154, a couple hits on the young season, one of them being a double. And that one's in there for a strike, evens up the count 1-1. First inning for the Blue Jays, they got a leadoff walk from Kramer, and then McAfee had a double with one out to put runners on second and third, but they stranded them there. That ball is hit left center field, hit pretty well. Backing up is Jacobson. He's under it, and he'll make the catch for out number one.
Now, typically, your center fielder is maybe your most athletic guy on the field at all times. And, again, with the wind, and that was kind of a more line drive action shot and maybe moving back 10 to 15 steps, kind of back to his right, is Jacobson to make that tough play.
Reed Mitchell, he's the best catcher. Now at the plate. On the season, batting 222, has played in three of the five games this season. Now misses outside on a fastball from Hageman, 4-1. Couple hits from him so far on the young season. Again, Sabetha batting 313 as a team coming into today. That one misses low. Face a really tough non-conference schedule. Now trying to go back-to-back Big Seven titles in the final year of the Big 7 League. 2-0 pitch. That one misses as well down low. Making it 3-0. Again, ranked 8th, according to the Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches. Working from the stretch is Hageman, despite the bases being empty. Now they are not empty anymore as Reed Mitchell gets a 4-pitch walk. Now bring up Harper Schmelzley. batting .333 on the year, 1.267 OPS. Really solid start to his season. Six runs, that's tied for most on the team. Now a pinch runner will check in. That is Kyler Wenger. I mean, he's got a run this year. Doesn't have a stolen base. Maybe try to change that here right now. Second game that he's played in this season. So again, Kyler Wenger, pinch running for Reed Mitchell here. And throw back to first, not in time. Not a significant lead over there first for Wenger.
Yeah, Kyler over there at first, he was very good in that sub-state basketball tournament for the Blue Jays. Hit a huge shot in that title game against Hayden that helped send the game to overtime, but ultimately the Wildcats of Hayden getting that win in double overtime and knocking off the Blue Jays and ending that season.
That was a heartbreaker, that's for sure. A couple of really tough losses back-to-back seasons for Sabetha and sub-state. Pickoff move from the lefty Hageman. Not in time. No tag applied by Grathwall. Again, not a significant lead, but still trying to get inside of Hageman's head here. 0-1 count after the first pitch, being in there for a strike on a fastball down the heart of the plate. Schmelzley takes outside, evens up the count 1-1. One gone here in the top of the second. Sabetha trailing 2-0 to Hiawatha. Big 7 debuts for both teams here.
Yeah, we got the full Big 7 league schedule going today in EKL. That's quite a few matchups, both baseball and softball.
Here's Winger, chopper to short, it's booted. Tag on second, is that in time?
They do.
No, it's not, but the throw over to first is in time, so we get one.
Well, again, that was near costly again, but a good play again by the shortstop and Kreider behind second to field it off the glove and at least get the out at first.
So 6-3 retired Schmelzley. And Mitchell gets over to second on the fielder's choice, and that will bring up Will Ulrich, the right fielder. Lefty going with the orange bats. No batting gloves. First pitch in there, strike one.
It's crazy to me the amounts of players we have seen already for both teams who rock the old school style with no gloves.
That's for sure. I mean, colder weather, that definitely wouldn't be me out there with no gloves. Because at least, you know, you have your batting gloves on. It absorbs the sting a little bit if you catch a ball in the wheelhouse. Don't get that with no batting gloves. Second pitch misses inside. Evens count 1-1. That one's in the dirt. That gets past Lancaster. Heading over to the third. Easily getting there is Reed Mitchell on the wild pitch. And now two gone, runner at third.
That's an opportunity you would see with catchers, you know, behind. Well, it looks like maybe the umpire got maybe nicked with that deflection.
Appears to be the case. We'll check on him. Let's take a look at the Big 7 slate that you mentioned earlier. Jeff West is at Holton. A rough year for the Wildcats last year, trying to bounce back. As for Jeff West, they ended up finishing runner-up in 2023. Nemaha Central is at Royal Valley. Also at Pair of the Compton at Riverside Donovan West as well. Riverside Donovan West off to a really good start, 2-0. Only undefeated team left.
Of course, out of the NEKL, you look at some of the highlight schools from last year, baseball, softball, McClouth capturing the softball championship in 2-1A. You mentioned, of course, here's Sabetha baseball making it over to Manhattan, but unable to get out of the first round. And, you know, a lot of these teams, we certainly got quite a few. The Onega Buffaloes, the baseball team there, another ranking for them. They were a solid team that got a top four finish last year.
Chopper right back to Hageman. He'll field it, and he will go ahead and underhand it to Grathwall, and that will end the threat in the second inning. 2-0 Hiawatha. We go to the bottom of the second. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Iowatha baseball leading Sabetha 2-0 after getting a run on an error and another on a basically loaded walk. Jared Sluppy, Brandon Tapman, Seth Tollefson back in the booth. And Peyton Teal will lead off for the Red Hawks to start the second. On deck, Micah Oldham, who is the number one batter in the hitting order for Hiawatha, and that will be Tyler Stevens that's in the hole.
Shout out to our boy Seth back at studio, of course, keeping us locked in and on the air. He certainly has a long day taking care of you on your morning drive commutes on KNZA. Now hanging with us here today as well.
Absolutely. So Teal digs in, the right fielder for the Red Hawks. First pitch, swing and a miss behind that breaking ball. Brian Lay, first home game as head coach for the Red Hawks. Wind up from Lang on the way. Swing and a miss again behind that breaking ball. Lang has been throwing mostly off-speed stuff early on. Kind of the opposite of Hageman, who's mainly been throwing fastballs. Wind up in the 0-2. See if he goes back to the breaking ball. Fastball behind it. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Teal down on strikes. Back-to-back Ks for Aiden Lang. Now bring up the top of the order for the second time today. Micah Oldham got it started with a leadoff single. Ended up scoring on that error from Chase Fry. First pitch in there, strike one. Low and in the strike zone. Lane trying to dial it in after a bit of a rough start. That ball is hit towards the shortstop, Kramer. Fields it cleanly. Throw to first in time for out number two.
That was cleanly fielded over there by Kramer and just an absolute rocket to first. Picture perfect. It wasn't the sharpest hit ground ball, but certainly had a little bit behind it. Kramer played it well.
Textbook stuff by Mitchell Kramer, and that will bring up Tyler Stevens. The natural grass really deadens a ground ball more, a lot more than turf does, and it'll go right back to Kramer. That one's through there, off to his left, and he is in there for an E6.
Yeah, tried to play that one on the hop, and you just try to guess. You know, you try to just give it an idea. You see kind of that last bounce before you figure you make the play, and it's kind of a misjudge there, and kicked out towards shallow left field, and that keeps the inning alive for Hiawatha.
Cooper Jacobson to the plate for the second time today. Pickoff throw to first, not in time. Jacobson walked. He was stranded on third his first time up. Right foot touching up on that chalk in the left-handed batter's square. Here's a throw down to second on the pick attempt, and it's dropped. Kramer might have been able to get him out if he makes that catch, but instead Stevens is going to get second base.
Boy, both avoid what looked like it could have been a massive collision. They clip each other a little bit over there. Kramer makes the play if he secures the catch. It was a dart of a throw by Mitchell, but it was offline a touch to Kramer's left. So you have to run over the bag essentially to try to make that play. It would have been well in time, but just fortunate both after a minor collision there, both up, good to go.
0-1 pitch. That one's in there. Strike two. Nice frame by Mitchell as well. They get 0-2. One strike away from getting out of the inning, but Hiawatha, with a runner in scoring position, trying to add to their 2-0 lead. Here's the pitch. The ball nubbed past the pitcher. Right back to Kramer again. Throw to first in time. And they avoid giving up a run. 2-0 Hiawatha. Baseball team leading the Sabetha Blue Jays. Will go to the third. BTAD will be on the play-by-play coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school baseball here on a KNZA. Brandon Tamman, Jared Kleppe, Seth Tollison with you. Third inning we go here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. Redhawks a 2-0 lead in their Big 7 opener against the Sabetha Blue Jays. Blue Jays will have the top of the order here in the third. Rocking the gray uniforms, blue trim on the road. Home red tops for the Redhawks, gray pants, blue and white trim. Kramer walked, stole seconds in the first, but was stranded at third base to end the inning. And takes one outside for a ball, and it's 1-0 to begin the third.
Almost single-handedly got Blue Jays out of the inning last half inning at shortstop.
Takes one low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Did have an error, but came back with a nice play in the next at bat to retire the Redhawks in the second.
Mentioned him and McAfee tied for the most hits on the team, but McAfee with that double in the first inning just took the team lead. So might be that competitive edge from Kramer. Might try to see if he can tie it right back up.
Well, an opportunity here for Kramer to lead it off with a walk. 3-0 pitch, though. Have to wait at least one more. It's in there for a strike. Hageman struck out two in the first and faced only four in the second, as that one is fouled away by Kramer, and the count goes from 3-0 to 3-2.
Yeah, Hageman, he had runners on second and third, just one out to start the game, did a good job of rallying, had a strikeout and then a flyout to get out of that first inning. He's looked pretty darn good, that fastball working for him.
Here is a 3-2. Just missing a scotch outside, ball four, and Kramer is on to begin the third.
You know, like you said, that definitely did not miss by much. For now, Kramer, second time today he's walked.
That's the third walk issued by Hageman. So Kramer's at first with nobody out. Marcus Baumann, who struck out in his first AB, steps in for time number two.
And we saw Kramer steal last time he reached. And again, got that big lead just like he did last time.
Hageman's first pitch a little bit high on a fastball. It's 1-0. Baumann bats on the right side, fairly open on his stance. Little movement with the bat above the right shoulder, throw to first, and back safely is Kramer. Little overcast, temperatures dropping a little bit. It's a cool day. Keep the rain away, that's what everybody appreciates. And a little bit cool out. There's baseball action this afternoon. There's a pitch that's in there, throw to second, not in time, as Kramer gets to second base, his second stolen base here in today's ballgame.
Yeah, Lancaster, bless his heart, he had no chance. That was a heck of a jump there for Kramer. Kind of tell by the look in his eyes that he was going to go.
One ball and one strike here to Marcus Baumann, the senior center fielder. Runner in scoring position with nobody out. Redhawks leading 2-0. Now the run going to third, and there's a bunt laid down beautifully. Can Baumann beat it out? Throw is wide, and everybody is safe. That throw is going to cost the Redhawks an out, and now runners at the corners with nobody down.
And Grasswell had a drift to his right to just make that catch. That ball was going in the outfield. Certainly coming around the score was Kramer. He kind of was about halfway to home.
He thought maybe about putting maybe Grathwall to the test. He maybe kind of hesitated. Maybe the third base coach was like, nah, you need to stay back. Would have been a heads-up play, but nonetheless, now an infield meeting, players-only infield meeting here for the Redhawks, with now Blue Jays an opportunity to get on the board and cut into this 2-0 deficit.
Would have been interesting to see if he could have pulled off Eric Hosmer there, taken off after in a throw over to first. But at this point, you know, you're down 2-0 in a game that might end up being low scoring. You can, whenever you have your base runners in scoring position, you got to try to take advantage of them there and not be too aggressive.
Throw over to first, and Grathwall having to come off again to his left to make that catch. We're in the top of the third, so that's a trailing Hiawatha here, 2-0. The Blue Jays have him at the corners. Dangerous lefty in McAfee. Chance to bust through. Shows bunt, pulls back, and a swing and a miss at a fastball. McAfee starts behind 0-1. He doubled in the first, but did not advance any farther than that. Hageman got a strikeout and a lineout to end that first inning threat. Here's an 0-1. Fly ball left side. It'll tail out of play. And it's a long and wide hit left, strike number 2.
And McAfee was first team all Big 7. Well, he was that for his pitching abilities, for his batting abilities. He was Big 7 honorable mention. He was first team all state for pitching as well last year.
That's from the left side. Good movement with the bat above the left shoulder. Staring down Hageman. Hageman lifts and fires. And it's fouled away, just barely grazing home plate. And it stays 0-2.
After that foul ball that he hit, the last one, Bauman took off towards second. Bauman didn't take off there.
Bauman still at first. Kramer is the runner at third. 2-0 Hiawatha, top 3. Blue Jays threatening. Hageman, the lefty, fires. And it's hit to the right side. Should bring in a run. The play is at first. McAfee is recorded out. But it's an RBI, and it cuts the lead to 2-1. A productive at-bat for Christian McAfee.
And good job by Stevens, the second baseman for Hiawatha, keeping his cool in that situation. Sometimes it can kind of be tempting to look at home to see the runner breaking or the runner taking off towards second and try to maybe get the force out at second, but just calmly just taking the out and getting away with that.
So one out, runner at second, 2-1. Redhawks lead trim to 1. The RBI ground out by McAfee. Here's Fry, struck out in his first at-bat. Plays up in the right side box. Hageman in the lefty fires. Hit well, but it's going to stay in play. Didn't come off the bat as hot. And catch is made by the shortstop and Kreider. And communication lacking there as Stevens tried to crawl his way over from second base to maybe make the catch. But nonetheless, no harm, no foul. And no advance by Bauman at second. Now 2 outs.
That's exactly what you needed if you're Hageman. Keeping the runner at second. Especially with such a dangerous hitter coming to the plate now in Jacob Grimm.
Now here's Grimm. You mentioned his stats early in the game. He is a heavy hitter from the right side with a couple home runs already. And an RBI chance here that would essentially potentially tie the game. He could put one out there and play.
Yeah, he's taken advantage of the RBI opportunity he's gotten so far this season. He has 6 on the year, tied for the second on the team.
Just a step off the rubber there for Hageman, looking Bauman back, keeping him honest. And he takes off, great jump, Bauman, and now a swing and a foul ball. Not sure if the hit and run maybe was put in play there, but it was an off-speed pitch and a late swing by Grimm to foul it away, but that jump easily would have got Bauman to third.
He was about three-quarters of the way there before the ball got into Lancaster's glove.
One ball, one strike, 2 outs. A runner at second base, a run in for the Blue Jays, and they trail still 2-1. There's a pitch bouncing off the glove of Lancaster, but it's in for a strike, and it's 1-2, and a chance here for Hageman to get out of the inning with limited damage done.
Got to squeeze that if you're Lancaster. Sometimes if a pitch is on the edge and the catcher drops it, sometimes they won't give him the call.
Lancaster, again the catcher. And a swing and a miss, kind of a half-hearted swing through a high fastball, and Grimm is down swinging, and Hageman gets out of the jam, but Sabetha gets on the board. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's 3-1, or correction, 2-1 in favor of Hiawatha.
Chime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Chime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit ChimeTS.com to learn more. Chime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom three here in Hiawatha. Brandon, Jared, Seth with you. Blue Jays getting one back, but trailing Hiawatha 2-1. High school baseball here on KNZA. Middle third of the Sabetha order, or correction, the Hiawatha order coming up here in the home third. Grathwall, Stephen Morgan, and Lancaster, and then Kreider, if one of those three are able to get on. Two runs, two hits for the Redhawks so far. One run, one hit for the Blue Jays. Here is Grathwall, struck out his first time up, and a swing and a miss, and an off-speed pitch that dips into the dirt for strike one.
Yeah, I think he was looking for a fastball there. He was way ahead of that one.
Redhawks got there. Two runs in the first. Could have been more. They had the bases loaded with nobody out. Next pitch outside, 1-1. But Lang did a nice job of limiting that damage and threat to just two. Blue Jays getting that one run for them last inning. This one's well hit, but playable. Center field, it's Bauman. Took a step back and then about four or five steps forward, makes the catch for out number one. That brings up Dalton Stephen Morgan, who flew out to Bauman in his first at bat.
Kind of mentioned this earlier, but Aiden Lang, after that rough start, has really settled in nicely. It's kind of that really rough start and went single, single walk to start the game, but since then, to nothing shy of just fantastic.
Three strikeouts for him today. First pitch here to Stephen Morgan was a touch outside. It's one ball and no strikes.
Needs some more help from his defense, though. They've committed two errors so far.
Oh, well, where did that one be? That is,
wow,
very good location, but the umpire says no go, and it's 2-0.
Mitchell held it there trying to get that call. Didn't get it.
Bender at the knees, and now 2-0 the count. The righty lifts and fires, and another one hit towards center field. Bauman now chasing, good sprint to his left into the gap, and a running catch for out number two. So Bauman recording first two outs, and now Lancaster steps in, trying to keep the line moving, and mentioned Lang settling in and a chance to go three up and three down.
That was a nice play there by Bauman. It can get really difficult sometimes to see that ball up in the gray sky, kind of blends in with the clouds a bit.
First pitch to Lancaster, in there for a strike, reached on an error in his first at bat. Opportunity here, trying to keep things moving. Two outs and nobody on. Next pitch skips in the dirt, one ball and one strike.
And that error back in the first inning ended up bringing Micah Oldham home from third. And that is the difference in the game right now.
Strong wind pushing towards the corner and right. This one's fouled into the screen, and it's one ball and two strikes. Feels like every half inning we go, the temperature drops by 2 degrees. That's what it feels like. You have people with blankets and hoodies. Cool temperatures, certainly here this afternoon, but not keeping people away. An inside-out swing that sends it out of play to the right side, and it stays 1-2. Cooper Kreider is up next if Lancaster is able to do something here and get on. The Redhawks lead is 2-1 here in the bottom of the third. Lang trying to go 1-2-3 for the first time. Here's a 1-2, and it's low to make the count 2-2.
You mentioned the weather. Nothing that is abnormal for Kansas in the spring.
Not at all.
Baseball, and thankfully we're on the north side of 50 degrees at least, and anything less than that's when things start to get kind of ugly.
And I knew we had some early season games kind of shuffled around because temperatures were still a little bit cold. Another one is high, and it's 3-2.
Yeah, it snowed there that day. I think that was the one that you're talking about.
Yeah, a few flurries. That's the nature of spring sports, and that's not just March or April. That'll still continue into May more than likely. It's usually how it works. Here's a 3-2, and it's high. Good at bat there for Lancaster. Behind in the count early, and then he comes back, and the good eye gets on with a walk. And that brings up Kreider. That is the third walk issued by Lang. Looks like we'll have a courtesy runner. And it'll be Josh Monaghan over at first base.
Multi-sport athlete, also on the football team. Brother Matthew graduating last year. It's a pretty solid bat. He played some first, played some catcher. He played all over the place.
Throw over to first. Lancaster back safely. Two outs, one on. That one's low. Skips away behind Mitchell, and that allows Monaghan good speed to get up to second base without a throw. So a base hit potentially could get that run back. Redhawks with a 2-1 lead. Two outs. They got a runner at second base here in the third. Lang back to the stretch and reaching at one down in the dirt. This could be a tough play, and it's going to be Schmelzley who backs into the shallow portions of the grass part of right center field to make a good catch and end that threat. So it's four batters faced in the bottom of the third. Lang gets out of it. No harm, no foul. We head to the fourth. A 2-1 ball game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KNZA.
Well, we continue on in a good one here so far through three innings. Hiawatha baseball, a 2-1 advantage. Sean Sabetha, big 7 league openers. And these two teams here today, we got Brandon, Jared, Seth in studio. Two runs in the first inning for Hiawatha. And the one run for the Blue Jays back in the third as we get set for the fourth inning to start. Those starting pitchers a little bit up and down, but have kept the runs minimal. And Hageman back to work. He will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Blue Jays order, starting here with the pitcher and Aiden Lang, a senior. Lined out to center in his first at bats. That's from the right side against the lefty. And Hageman pitches on the way and just missing to the outside. Or correction, late call, my bad. It is 0-1. Little bit of a delay for the ump getting that hand in the air. And next pitch swinging. Fouled out of play. It's maybe the top of the concession stand behind us. And Lang quickly down, needs to protect. It's 0-2. Oh, and that goes behind him and hits him. Well, not what Hageman wanted there. Had an 0-2 count. Taps the chest. Says my bad. And Lang is on to begin the fourth.
That's our first hit by pitch of the game. That, yeah, like you said, falling behind 0-2. That's a gift if you're Aiden Lang.
So Lang at first. Reed Mitchell steps in. If he walked in his first at bat, get another courtesy runner here for Lang.
That's Andre Dollinghouse.
All right, Dollinghouse will be the courtesy runner over at first. He's there with nobody out. He represents the tying run. We're here in the top of the fourth. Hiawatha holding on to a 2-1 lead. Mitchell shows bunt, pulls back, takes one outside for ball one.
In three of the four innings, Hageman has allowed the leadoff man on. Can't be doing that late on this game, second, third, fourth time through this for this hitting order.
Now Heyman has to go back to the stretch. Advantage with the lefty, being able to see very clearly over at first base. Kind of a soft toss back over. And keeps Dollinghouse, the courtesy runner, honest. Another bunt being shown, and that pitch is well wide of the targets, and it gets to the backstop, and that allows Dollinghouse to get to second base with ease standing without a throw.
And correction, Cooper Jacobson is now pitching for the Red Hawks, so a little bit of defensive movement. Hagen's day done after three innings.
Getting the changes here with Jacobson now on the bump, trying to keep his team out in front. Fastball in there for a strike. To Reed Mitchell, it's one ball and one strike. Runner at second base, Dollinghouse. 2-1 count. Here on Mitchell, and he ropes this one well to right field, but playing it perfectly is Peel for the out.
And correction on that, with the pitching change and things moving around, Newell is now in right field. Teal is now in center field with Jacobson on the rubber for Hiawatha.
So some movements for the Red Hawks. Appreciate the help there. And Teal center, Newell in right, Jacobson pitching. And the lefty fires, nearly clipped Schmelzley, but it's inside for ball one. Grounded out to short in his first at bat. So one out, runner at second. Base hit could tie the game. Next pitch just missing, now 2-0. So a hit batter, Lang, took first, relieved by Dollinghouse for the courtesy run. Mitchell lined out to right. Lang's at second after a wild pitch. Or correction, Dollinghouse, the courtesy runner. Next pitch missing inside, quickly 3-0.
Schmelzley had to duck out of the way for that one.
So an opportunity here for the Blue Jays, trailing 2-1 in the fourth. Dollinghouse, the runner at second base with one out. The 3-0 count here, advantage Schmelzley. And the pitch by Jacobson, high and away, and it's a four-pitch walk.
By the way, Hageman's unofficial line, three innings pitched, three strikeouts, three walks, two hits, one earned run.
Now meeting on the hill here, other players only, it looks like, here for the Red Hawks, as they got another jam to get out of with Mal Sabetha having two runners on and one out. Dollinghouse, that courtesy run at second, represents the tying run. Schmelzley at first after taking the walk represents the go-ahead run. And Sabetha 2-3 coming in. Red Hawks looking for win number one. They're 0-4. Red Hawks have had a week off. They were swept by Frankfurt last Monday. 13-8 and 15-5 were those finals. Sabetha coming off their first two wins. They swept Marysville last Thursday. 19-9 and 12-2 were those finals.
First time in a long time, Frankfurt with a baseball team once again. Valley Heights, same thing. So the TVL starting to add some teams now.
First two pitches to Ulrich missing, and it is quickly 2-0 here. Blue Jays have a little momentum swinging their way, but they got to still capitalize and get the runs in. Next pitch outside, but clips the corner. And it's two balls and one strike. Big strike thrown there by Jacobson.
You haven't been calling that a strike all day today. We call it that time.
2-1, next pitch, good location there, knee high on the outside corner, and gets that call, it's 2-2. So two good pitches coming back strong here for Jacobson, trying to get out number two, and here's a slow chopper to the right side, but foul. And it stays 2-2, runners have to go back, Dollinghouse at second base, Schmelzley the runner at first. And you see that big American flag just right over the fence in center. It's gusting towards maybe that right field corner and in. It's not necessarily helping the batters at all. This one's popped up and out of play left side. And battling here is the number nine hitter in Ulrich. Stays 2-2.
And wind coming out of the north, we're kind of facing northeast. So like you said, it's blowing in towards right field.
A pretty consistent gust as the 2-2 is low and outside. Three balls and two strikes with the top of the order coming up. A big pitch coming up here for Jacobson.
So pretty much anything hit in the air is definitely going to favor a fly out. There's not going to be a whole lot of well-hit fly balls in the outfield that are going to get into the gap and all the way to the wall.
Quick time by the umpire.
You got to really square one up to do that today.
Yeah, we've seen some tough catches being made in shallow right center and the gap so far by the outfielders for both teams. This one's hit towards left field, but playable. Coming into the left side and in a little bit is Henry to make the catch. And a big second out. No runners moving there. And a chance now, one out away from getting out of the pickle here.
I think if I can recall, only one, maybe another one that I can think of, any fly balls hit in the outfield that resulted in base hit. There was one that was in left field back in the first inning from Christian McAfee. Other than that, I can't recall any other fly balls in the outfield that resulted in extra base hits or base hits at all.
There's been a couple errors in the game, but those were committed in the infield. The outfield for both teams have played pretty well with the conditions so far. First pitch low and away, 1-0. It's the top of the order here. Kramer up for a third time. Now one ball and one strike. He has walked twice. He has stolen two bases, and he has scored a run. A swing and a miss on a pitch. It might have been off the plate. The outside, and just like that, 1-2. Sabetha trailing 2-1. The tying run is at second base. Go-ahead run is at first. Here in the fourth, 2-1, Red Hawks leading. Here's a 1-2. Check swing, but holding strong there is Kramer. Doesn't go around. It's 2-2. Dollinghouse, the relief of Lang. After he led off the inning being hit by a pitch, Dollinghouse a courtesy runner. Schmelzley the runner at first. Next pitch, low and inside, but clips the corner knee high. Perfect location for a strikeout. And Jacobson gets out of the jam, and the Red Hawks will hang on to the lead. It's a 2-1 score as we head to the bottom of the fourth.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Kansaland Radio.
Good one here so far. Hiawatha baseball leading Sabetha 2-1 here on KNZA. Bottom of the fourth we go. Noble Park not too far up the way from our Hiawatha studios. Leading the charge, Seth in studio, Brandon, Jared with you. Two runs for Hiawatha in the first and the one run for the Blue Jays in the third. All right, and we get things going here. We'll have a pitch hitter. And the first pitch in there.
That's Braden Newell.
Okay.
He came in and started playing right field.
Taking the spot of Hageman. And a swing, just poking it out of play, foul over the right field fence. And quickly 0-2 here on Newell. So Newell, Teal, and Oldham do up this inning for the Red Hawks. Next pitch, ducking out of the way. And it's 1-2.
So after that first inning that Lang allowed four base runners, he's only allowed one base runner since then. He had one reach on an error, so that one doesn't count. Had one walk since then.
This one's popped up and just getting over the fence behind us. And it stays 1-2. Bottom of the fourth inning. Hiawatha hanging to a 2-1 lead. Big 7 league openers here today, just crossing into a new month of April. Next pitch outside, 2-2. Defense for the Blue Jays, fairly straight up for the most part. Bauman in center, maybe a couple steps to his right. There's a swing and a miss. And down goes Newell to begin the fourth. Make it four strikeouts now for Aiden Lang.
He was ahead of that changeup. He was looking fastball and in on the hands. That was excellent placement by Lang that time.
That brings up number 9 hitter in the order. And Peyton Thiel, who struck out his first time up. And a swing and a miss. It's 0-1.
Kind of stepping out just a little bit. Got to step back to the pitcher.
He bats on the right side. Lang, also a righty. Right versus right here. Couldn't get the call on the outside corner. One ball and one strike.
You see his left foot kind of stepping off to the left instead of going right back towards Lang. Got to show off your confidence out there.
Here's a 1-1. Yeah, swing and a miss. Pitch was high. And it's one ball and two strikes.
And a pitch like that, too, where it's outside like that, you step out, you're not making contact with it. That's for sure.
So last half inning, we saw some defensive adjustments as we get a ground ball left side. Did that clip the bag?
It was foul.
And it was foul. No, it stayed just left of it. Could have been potentially an infield hit. But going back, Teal's got to try again, but still down at 1-2. Laying out of the windup and the 1-2. Just missing a fastball in the inside corner, 2-2. Redhawks trying to get an illustrious first win here early on in 2024. This one's hit well, but playing it, and it kicks off the left leg, but does Kramer get the ricochet and get the play to first in time? That will be on your local top 10.
Kick save and a beauty.
That was well struck to Schmelzley at second. It kicks off the inside part of his left leg, and he's got a little bit of a kind of a gingered walk there as he gets back to second, but Kramer at short gets the ricochet and completes the out at first.
So down to a 4-6-3 solo out.
4-6-3, and now first pitch swinging is Oldham, the leadoff man, and he finds the gap in right center field. Chasing it down is Ulrich and getting it in quickly. Play it second in time! Wow! Was not expecting that to happen as Ulrich guns down Oldham in center, or from deep right center field to get that out and get the Blue Jays out of that inning. That was an impressive display on back-to-back plays by the Blue Jays defense. So we head to the fifth, still a 2-1 score here on KMZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we just saw back-to-back great defensive plays by the Blue Jays. First by Kramer, Schmelzley, the honorable mention there on that first play, and then Ulrich in right center field gunning down Micah Oldham, who was trying to extend a single into a double. And got Sabetha out of that bottom of the fourth inning. Now they come up here to start the fifth. Still trailing 2-1.
You definitely have to give Harper Schmelzy a shout-out for that play. He's got a bruise to show for it.
He's got a little bit of a took one. Nice hard line shot off the inside part of the left leg. That helped. And now second pitch swinging. Ground ball, shortstop side. Going to be close and not even close. Bauman, I said close and then not even close. Bauman beats out an infield single, and he represents the tying run here in the fifth.
That ball died just enough to where it didn't have enough speed for Kreider to get a good glove on it.
Jacobson, now the lefty, again the advantage, being able to see. This will be a battle. Bauman's got a good lead as Christian McAfee steps in, who has a double now play to first, and the pickoff is there. Bauman had two good extra steps there, and I had just mentioned that was going to be a battle. And Jacobson immediately throws to first, and Bauman slipped a little bit, which allowed Grafwald to easily make the tag, and there goes the tying run back to the dugout.
Great move. Working from the windup. Again, a left-handed pitcher, that definitely helps too. Where did that one miss?
And now McAfee with one out and nobody on. Takes a first pitch ball. It's 1-0. Fouls this one into the fence. One ball and one strike. So again, McAfee doubled in his first at bat. Kept it inside the line, down left field. And was stranded at second base in the first. And he also drove in the lone Blue Jays run in his last at bat. A 4-3 ground out in the third. Count now 2-1 on McAfee. Takes a strike in there, 2-2. Hiawatha scored their lone two in the first. Sabetha scoring their lone run in the third. 2-1 Redhawks here in the fifth. 2-2 by Jacobson. Just getting a piece. Late swing. Snap decision there by McAfee. But stays alive at 2-2. Jacobson, the lefty, against McAfee, the lefty. One out, nobody on here in the top of the fifth. There's the pitch. That was outside, but just grazed the corner for the strikeout. And down goes McAfee, and there are two outs.
Looks to me like that one missed a little bit. I don't know.
It has been a wide strike zone here today.
You're catching a little bit of an earful from the dugout.
And now it's up to Chase Fry, the senior third baseman, who is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a pop out. Nobody on, two down, 2-1 Redhawks here, top of the fifth. First pitch was high, it's 1-0. And this one's hit well, shortstop side, but playable. Good field. It's Kreider to first, reaching and stretching out. Grafwald makes the tough catch, keeps his foot on the bag to record the out. Three up and three down on the Blue Jays in the fifth. A good one still brewing. We head to the home half of the fifth. Still a 2-1 Hiawatha lead.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Kansaland Radio.
High school baseball here on KNZA continues. Brandon Jarrett, Seth in studio here in Hiawatha. Redhawks and Blue Jays. Big 7 league openers today scattered across the board, and we got a good one here. It's brewing right now into the bottom of the fifth. A 2-1 Redhawks lead. And it will be the number two hitter in Tyler Stevens, second baseman, to lead things off here.
Yeah, that is since the second inning. It's been a bit.
Yeah, Aiden Lang has pitched very well since giving up those first two to begin the game. He's back to work. First pitch high for a ball.
Looks like to me trying to guide that one in there a little bit. Didn't follow all the way through and kind of left it up high just a bit.
Stevens, he singled and scored in the first, reached on an error in the second, and now swinging away and fouling this one out of play to the right side. And it's one ball and one strike.
Now when he threw a lot more confidently. You got to watch out with the way you follow through. Kind of are tipping batters to what pitch you're throwing if you don't fall all the way through and do the same things that you do every single pitch.
1-1 to Stevens. Now leans back away from that one on the inside corner. 2-1. That one just missing. Stevens, Jacobson, Grathwall do up here. 2, 3, and 4. Red Hawks again holding on to a 2-1 lead. Next pitch, just a little bit low. It was over. And now 3 balls and 1 strike. Favor here to Stevens. That's from the right side. Touch open on his stance. Good movement with the bat above the right shoulder. Swinging, sending one down the right field line. Is it going to stay fair? It will not stay fair. Just barely foul. Could have been extra bases. But instead, it goes... Stevens does back to home and has to take on a 3-2 pitch.
Yeah, that right field corner, not a whole lot of room in between the foul line and the chain link fence over there, so you got to kind of be careful.
That ball on another day without that breeze might stay inside the line. The way that wind is kind of blowing towards that area.
Might have been out because it's kind of blowing in from right field a little bit too.
Here is a 3-2 and a ground ball, slow roller, right side, fielded by Schmelzley. Gets it over to McAfee in time. And a long at bat turns into out number one. That brings up now Cooper Jacobson, who relieved Hageman on the mound last inning. Started in center, now pitching. And he is 0-for-1 with a walk. Nobody on and one out here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch by Lang in there looking for a strike. It's 0-1.
And Lang now the first pitcher for Sabetha with double-digit innings pitched in 2024. Came in today with 6. Of course, now we're in the 5th. So over 10 innings for him on the year. First person to do it for Sabetha.
Looks like he pulled the string a little bit on that one and got Jacobson swinging. It's 0-2 on the miss. Got a little bit of a flow. Gets a quick sign. Shakes yes. Sends it. A fastball missing outside. It's 1-2. Game number 6 here for Sabetha. This is game number 5 for the Red Hawks. Still very early in the season. Here is a 1-2. And a foul ball out of play. Cars beware. And it's 2-2.
I like these two facing really early on in the season. As mentioned last year, Hiawatha kind of had a tough break with the way their scheduling worked out. They started off 6-2, 10-4 overall, but then got the top three teams in the standings at the very end and ended up with a 7-game losing streak.
There's a swing and a miss on a 1-2 pitch, kind of chasing one on the outside corner. Jacobson comes up empty, and it's 2 up and 2 down here in the home half of the 5th. Now it's up to Grathwall, who is 0-for-2, struck out in his first at-bat, flew out to center in his second at-bat.
Also, I'm interested to see if Nemaha Central is continue to do any more work with their press box, because it was kind of half-finished last year.
That's right.
So we'll see.
First pitch to Grathwall, a little high and away. It's 1-0.
Our first broadcast in Seneca will be on April 25th.
Next pitch. That one just missing on the inside corner. And it's 2-0. Lang, he is retired the last 5. Since giving up a walk in the 3rd, he's certainly been cruising along since the 1st. And there's a foul tip, but caught by Mitchell. Makes it 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, we got a good one brewing here as we're coming down the home stretch of the late innings. A 2-1 Hiawatha lead. There's one on the inside corner getting the call there. Now even Stevens, 2-2. Bottom 5. Chance to get out. It's another 1-2-3. Another foul ball. Staying alive is Grathwall. Seaman Morgan on deck if he's able to do something here. There's two runs on three hits here for the Redhawks. One run, two hits for the Blue Jays. There's a swing and a miss. Took one off there. And an off-speed pitch. Grathwall swings over the top of it and misses everything. So another three-up, three-down inning for Aiden Lang. And we still got a 2-1 ball game as we head to the sixth. Jared's back with you here after a timeout on KNZA.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
KNZA.
High school baseball here on KNZA. Leading off for Sabetha is Jacob Grimm. Batting in the 5-hole for the Blue Jays. They trail Hiawatha 2-1. Jared Fluffy, Brandon Tapman alongside Seth Tollison. Jacob Grimm up to the plate for the third time today. 0-for-2, flew out to right field his first time up. Struck out swinging his second time up.
Yeah, got really good contact on that first at-bat with that line out to right, but at the time, Teal, who was playing in right field, was playing it as about as perfect as he can. Didn't have to move much to make that catch, and then you mentioned again, second at-bat with a strikeout.
Left side of the infield playing a little bit shallow, right side kind of playing a little bit deeper. That one misses as well, down and in, makes it 2-0.
We're down to two at-bats here for the Blue Jays. You've been trailing the entire way. Still, Aiden Lang has pitched well and has kept the Blue Jays right in this thing at 2-1.
Jacobson missed that fastball outside, makes it 3-0. DH stands in, and that one misses low, 4-pitch walk. And Jacob Grimm is aboard.
Not an ideal way to start if you're Jacobson, and both him and Hageman having to work out of some tough jams. Grimm, anxious at first. About two steps off the bag is he represents the tying run.
The ball pulled to the shortstop. Throw over to second is in time. They'll get Grimm for the force out at second. Lang will reach on a fielder's choice. One gone.
Yeah, Kreider had a little bit of a juggle there, trying to make the exchange from the glove to the hand, but still enough time to think the solid throw to second base to get that lead run.
Kreider has been pretty solid defensively for Hiawatha. Had that one play where he could have probably gotten the throw out at first against Bauman. It was, of course, Bauman. He's super fast, but it kind of just didn't really charge at it. Kind of just let the ball come to him, and as a result, Bauman was able to beat the throw. Here's a pickoff. Pretty close over to first, but not in time. As pinch runner.
And for Dollinghouse back in.
Dollinghouse once again. So Reed Mitchell stands in, no count, 0-for-1 on the day, walk, and a fielder's choice, throwback to first again, 9-time.
A little more strategic here, late inning scenario, represents the tying run over there in a low-scoring 2-1 game right now. Redhawks just trying to hold on, and Sabetha down to their, potentially their last two at-bats.
Nice pitch, fastball low and away for strike, makes it 0-1. Redhawks would love a double play ball right here to get them out of the inning. In the stretch, here's the pitch. Jacobson, that one shot. This could be double play. It's booted, though, by Grathwall. Get the play at first by himself, but he can't turn two. And that will bring up Harper Schmelzley.
Aiden Lang down to second on the fielder's choice. Well, you did what you could there. Potentially could have been a double play ball, but once you kind of boot it a little bit, you just want to make sure you at least get one. Give yourself an opportunity to get out of the inning. He wasn't super close to the bag, too, when he fielded that one about 10 feet away, so he had to do a hustle over there to get the force out. First pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Strike one to Harper Schmelzley, who was 0-for-1. Ground out and a walk. Well, we have certainly seen more combined walks than hits in this game between the two teams. But we have seen multiple instances where these teams have been able to get out of jams against multiple runners on base. That's kept it at a fairly low score here at 2-1. Jacobson stepped off the bag. Now he's back on the rubber. Sends it home. Now one misses down low. Evens up the count 1-1. Lang not being held on. Probably not trying to be too aggressive with the base runners. Stevens kind of flashing behind the second base bag. I hit right to him. He'll make the catch. And that will be the end of the inning. Phase 2-1. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth coming up next here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
2-1. Hiawatha baseball team leading Sabetha at home. Going to the bottom of the sixth. Middle of the batting order coming up with Stephen Morgan, Lancaster, and Kreider stepping up for the Redhawks.
Well, Aiden Lang, he, after a tough start in that tough first inning where he still got himself out of a jam with only two runs allowed since then, and he has given up just one hit. It's that first inning. Obviously, the pitching staff and defense for Hiawatha has played well and has kept the Blue Jays off the board since that one run in the third. It's a 2-1 game, but both pitching staffs have been very solid here in this Big 7 league opener.
It really is unfortunate that that error has been the difference so far in the score. His first pitch misses low, just considering how well Lang has pitched today. So Stephen Morgan stands in. Has been put out both times with Marcus Bauman, a pop out in the first inning and a fly out in the third inning. There's the windup and the 1-0 from Lang. That one misses down low, evens up the count. Reminder, our next broadcast coming up on Thursday. Got some softball for you. Jonathan West will be at Horton. 4:30 first pitch for that one. That ball fully nubbed. Right side of the infield, scooped up by Lang, flips it over to first in time, out number one.
Ton of spin on that one, kind of tailing away between kind of the mound and first base. And those are tough plays for the pitchers to make, having to react fairly quickly, getting off the rubber quickly, and obviously fielding it cleanly and getting it to first in time. Did so there for Lang for out number one.
Just ask John Lester how difficult a play that is. First pitch missing to Lucas Lancaster.
National shots here on KNZA.
Oh for one is the Hiawatha catcher today. Reached on that error that brought home a run in the first inning and walked in the third as that one fouled straight back and out of play. But we count 1-1.
Kind of a half check swing there that's still caught kind of the inside part of the bat and had enough ricochet on it to fly that one out over the fence and out of play.
1-1 from Lang. That one misses up and in. It's a 2-1.
Well, as they say in baseball, any insurance is good insurance, and still an opportunity here with one out, nobody on. Redhawks leading by just one, but
the way this game has gone, if you can somehow snag one, how much wider a two-run deficit would feel for the Redhawks, maybe compared to just how it is right now at 2-1.
Especially how tight of a game this is, a two-run lead much more significant. That is to be sure. 3-1 pitch coming up here from Lang. Wind up in the delivery. That one's outside. Oh, no, they call that a strike. Wow.
Lancaster thought it was ball four. Nice little, he kind of gave a little smile to the umpire. He kind of made the move to first, thinking it was ball four, but now has to reset, and a big 3-2 pitch coming up.
And here it comes. And that one misses. That looked pretty close to being the same spot as the last pitch. He calls that one a ball.
Well, the reaction from Lang and then Mitchell, the catcher, would indicate that they both believe that that was a strike. And I think even Mitchell kind of looks back at the umpire and kind of references, was it low? Because he kind of put his hand down a little bit. It's like, well, that was over. But if you're calling it a ball, you better tell me it was low. And I'm assuming that's probably what the umpire told him.
First pitch, Lancaster going, but it's fouled back. He'll have to retreat back to first as Cooper Kreider stands in. 0-for-1, but has an RBI on a walk back in the first inning.
I think you said it back then, the easiest run driven in that you can have with that bases loaded walk.
Back over to first, checking up on Lancaster, not in time. Throwing over there to McAfee. Lang going back to the stretch. There goes Lancaster again. That one misses low and away. Tough play on the throw, and that is going to be not in time as the pitch was down in the dirt. Moving to his right was Mitchell. Tried to make that play. He almost was able to get that throw there in time. That was a little bit maybe further to his left. That way he didn't have to move to his right. It might have been able to get that throw in time.
Well, there's so many steps that Mitchell has to complete to make that out. He had the first one there with the stab, and now this one's hit to the right side and a catch and a good out there. So ultimately they get the out, not the runner, but was going back to that point and nearly the play at second base. You got to make the stab. It was stopped by Mitchell, but then you got to complete the throw. You got to put it on target. And we've seen these base runners test these catchers today, and I believe for the most part it's been advantage for the base runners.
It was a slow line drive right back to McAfee, the first baseman for Sabetha. He looked over to second, didn't have a throw down there to try to double him up. And now Braden Newell stands in for the second time today, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Still 2-1, Redhawks, first pitch swing and a miss on a pitch that was up and in. Two runs coming in the bottom half of the first inning. One coming home on an error, another on a walk with bases loaded. No RBI hits for either team today. And a breaking ball got in front of it. Swing and a miss from Newell. Makes it 0-2.
Well, now you got to fight. Try to put something in play. We talked about the insurance factor and how huge it would be if Redhawks could get something.
Not going to get it, though.
Not going to get it, though.
Strike three. And we will head to the seventh, 2-1 Hiawatha, back here in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha trying to close the door here in the top half of the seventh as the Redhawks have a 2-1 lead over Sabetha. Jared Sluppy, Brandon Tabman, and Seth Tollefson with you here this afternoon for some high school baseball. Leading things off will be Will Ulrich for the Blue Jays. 0-for-2, ground out and fly out in the ninth spot in the top of the order. Coming up next with Mitchell Kramer on deck and Marcus Dowman in the hole.
Well, last opportunity here for the Blue Jays. They've had some runners stranded on base. They left two on in the first, two on in the fourth. They've only been able to scrape across one today. Ulrich showing bunt there, but it misses low and away. He pulls back at ball one. Jacobson still on the rubber for the Red Hawks. Took over in the fourth inning and has done a very solid job. That one ripped on a fastball up in the zone, and he puts it into right field, past the right fielder Newell. Rounding first, heading for second, and he's going to get there standing up. No, he's going to slide. He didn't need to do that, but it's a leadoff double for Will Ulrich. And just like that, Sabetha, chance to tie it up.
Well, when you hit it that hard and at that level, you teeth it right through the wind. No effect there. And that was a line drive shot. And at first off the bat, didn't think it was going to maybe make it that far into the gap. Thought it would be just a sharp single, but he's got a lot of speed. And now he represents a tying run in scoring position.
By far the hardest hit ball. This one's looped into right center field. That's going to get down, and that's going to tie the game. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Rounding third, heading home is Ulrich, and we are tied. Rounding second, heading for third now is Kramer, and is an RBI triple.
For Mitchell Kramer.
That was quick.
And that happened in the sum of three pitches.
First RBI base hit today. It's an RBI triple by Mitchell Kramer, who was 0 for 1 with two walks coming into that at bat.
Well, now the go-ahead run quickly like that at third base with nobody out.
Now on visit, but just going to be the infield talking amongst themselves here.
I believe that's the third players-only meeting on the bump for the Red Hawks here throughout the day. But nonetheless, you got to buckle down everything you can to try to keep that runner at third.
It's Marcus Baumann. He's 2 for 3, couple singles, a bunt single in the third, and an infield single in the fifth.
Well, the most dangerous part of this Blue Jays order, again, in a spot that can give themselves the lead.
McAfee on deck, nice stop, find the plate for Lancaster, and a ball that was about 2 feet in front of home plate.
Boy, and yeah, and how crucial now the play of Lancaster is behind the dish with, you know, not wanting to allow a run on a wild pitch potentially to bring that run in. You got to make Sabetha earn it.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss. That was up and away. Would have been on ball two. Instead, we're even 1-1. Stephen Morgan not really worried about the runner on third. That one misses inside for ball two. Coming up for the Red Hawks will be 9-1-2, just like Sabetha. It'll be Teal, Oldham, and Stevens.
Just get it in play if you're Baumann.
And he does, and that is past the shortstop, and that will give Sabetha the lead. An RBI single for Marcus Baumann. It's 3-2 Sabetha.
Well, the Blue Jays have been stymied since the first. They had just one hit over the last five, and then the first three here in the seventh needed it the most. They go double, triple, and then a single. That has given them the lead.
And that will bring up the power-hitting Christian McAfee. Double in the first, RBI ground out in the third. That first pitch in there, strike one, fastball down the heart of the plate. So 3-2 Sabetha. Their lone run prior to this inning coming in the third. Breaking ball, pulled it foul. It's a little bit late, but still got a piece of it. Can't stay 0-2.
Well, there's certainly the threat of a stolen base over there with Baumann at first. The advantage right now with Jacobson, though, 0-2 on McAfee.
There he goes. That's fouled straight back, and he'll have to go back to first.
I would expect the Blue Jays to stay aggressive. Those hits coming early in counts. With this duo that you have right now with Baumann at first and then McAfee up there. Now, McAfee has to be careful with what he does here. And down in the count.
Threw off to first, not in time, and Baumann was picked off his last time he was on base back in the fifth inning, so he also has to be careful.
Yeah, it was certainly about a couple steps off than what he is right now.
Swing and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. Going to throw down to second, and that gets into the outfield. A mistake on the infield. Throw over to third is not going to be in time. Everybody's going to be safe.
Well, delayed was Stevens at second base. He should have took off pretty quickly to go cover, and Lancaster really kind of made the throw to second base without really anybody covering at the time, but Stevens was able to get there, but throw gets into the outfield and now at the corners with nobody out.
And McAfee is out. He's not going to be over at first since the throw is the second. He is out, so just
okay.
Around third here.
Yep, he is out.
First pitch fouled straight back for Chase Fry. So Bauman gets to third base on the error. Fry is 0 for 3 on the day as Bauman misses, even the count 1-1.
Again, with one out, just get it in play if you're Fry. Got enough athleticism at third base that anything short of maybe a grounder or a bunt that gets to maybe the catcher or the pitcher is more than likely going to get Bauman home.
1-1 pitch was in there for a strike, makes it 1-2. Here is the 1-2. That's fouled out of play. Final plate, and it'll stay at 1-2. So a double for Ulrich, a RBI triple for Mitchell Kramer, then an RBI single for Marcus Bauman was the go-ahead a run for the Blue Jays that are now leading 3-2 here in the top half of the seventh. Wind up in the pitch from Jacobson. Now I'm just missing a pinch inside. Chase Fry, 0 for 3, strikeout, pop out on the infield, and a ground out.
No, that was a close play. As we get another meeting here, this time with the coaching staff involved. That was a good, really tough take by Fry. That was a good location, kind of knee-high inside corner.
And that made it 2-2 with one out here. McAfee striking out. And looks like we're going to have a pitching change as Jacobson will go back to the outfield. And we'll talk about the details of that coming up in just a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Pitching change as Dalton Siebenmorgen coming in to pitch for the Redhawks. Third pitcher this afternoon for Hiawatha. As for Cooper Jacobson, his day is done. He has a 2-2 count currently on Chase Fry. And some defensive changes as well as Tegan Diller in the game for the first time today. He'll be at third. Cooper Jacobson going back to center field, and Teal will go back to right field.
Well, just a tough go again for Jacobson. Entered the inning, a chance to get his team the win, but aggressive plate approach by the Blue Jays with three straight hits that have led to two runs.
2-2 pitch, misses blown away. First pitch of the game for Dalton Siebenmorgen. And they'll make it 3-2. Interesting decision by Coach Lay to make the change mid-at-bat. Foul pitch, hit in the air, right field, out of play. We'll do it again. One gone, top of seven. Savetha now with a 3-2 lead, two runs here in the top half of the seventh. Ulrich with a leadoff double, an RBI triple by Mitchell Kramer, and the go-ahead RBI single by Marcus Bauman. He's over there at third. In the stretch, Siebenmorgen lets it go. Off-speed pitch, hit in the air. This might maybe stay in play. First base side, just getting out.
Now, Jacobson was a lefty, and they bring on Siebenmorgen, who's a righty. Fry is batting from the right side, so you think maybe the right versus right matchup. Maybe played a little part in that. But, yeah, you mentioned you don't see it too often where pitchers get pulled mid at bat. You bring in Steven Morgan in a tough spot with that 2-2 in this scenario.
And that one in there, strike three, got him. A much-needed strikeout. And that has Jacob Grimm come to the plate once again with two gone. And again, runner on third. Blue Jays now looking for some insurance. So Cooper Jacobson, 3 1/3 innings, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits. Is that one just missing outside a pinch? We'll wait to see how many earned runs that he'll give up. He's given up 2 so far. And he was responsible for Marcus Bellman, who's on third. 1-0, that one misses outside, 2-0. Not great body language for Steven Morgan, looking kind of defeated out there.
Well, he threw a clutch pitch to get Fry swinging for that big second out.
The ball ripped into left field, RBI single at least, and that's going to be extras. Not played great by Henry in left field, and that's going to be an RBI double possibly if they don't throw him out. And the throw is wide of the mark. It's an RBI double for Jacob Grimm. It's 4-2, Sabetha.
Well, just clutch hitting and the biggest pop in the bats in this Blue Jays lineup, arguably from Grimm, and another frozen rope through the teeth of that defense. And you mentioned Henry maybe not expecting it to maybe get to him as quickly as it did and just kind of misjudged where it was going. And what could have been maybe held to a single turns into an extra base hit. But regardless, single or double, that run was in. And a huge insurance run there. Grimm, the hero there, bringing it in.
So now officially Jacobson, 4 earned runs for him. He is in line for the loss should this lead hold for the Blue Jays. And Aiden Lang comes up. And now Steven Morgan will step off the back of the mound. Lang on the day, 0-2, fly out, hit by pitch, and a fielder's choice. From the stretch, here's the pitch. That was in there, strike outside edge of the plate. Once again, coming up for Hiawatha is going to be the 9-1-2 spot. As of right now, it's going to be Teal, Oldham, and Stevens. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Pitch that was low, makes it 0-2. Three hits in a row. He's got Sabetha in front. O-2, breaking ball, hit right back to the screen. Sabetha trying to finish the comeback here. Number 8 team in Class 3A. Off a state tournament appearance, falling to a really good collegiate team in the quarterfinals. Looking to get back there again this year. The 0-2. Check swing. Pitch was low, didn't go. Make it 1-2.
Crazy to think how quickly it can turn. Just 2 hits for the Blue Jays coming in. Now 4, including 3 extra base hits that have led to the 3 runs that has given them now a 4-2 lead.
1-2 pitch, misses outside and low as well. Evens the count 2-2. Nice patience on this AB from Aiden Lang. Arguably being the MVP of this game for the Blue Jays with the way he's pitched today. 2-2. Hit high in the air. Pitch that was up in the zone. Possibly playable for Mitchell, but it hits the top of the overhang. And that will keep it at 2-2. So coming up next for both these two teams on Thursday, Sabetha will be hosting Riverside. In Hiawatha, they'll go down to Hoyt to take on Royal Valley. 2-2 pitch. Skips in there. He's at 3-2. Stevens drifting over to hold Grimm over at second. Payoff pitch. In there, strike three, got him looking, 3 strikeouts in the inning, but the damage has been done, and the Blue Jays have taken a 4-2 lead. Go to the bottom half of the seventh, Hiawatha trying to get back to tie it and extend the game into extras here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Jacob Grimm coming in for the save for the Blue Jays. The Sabetha on top 4-2. Go to the bottom half of the seventh. It'll be Peyton Teal leading off, Micah Oldham on deck, and Tyler Stevens in the hole. And in left field, it'll be Lang going out there. Niehaus will go to the bench. Hiawatha trying to tie to extend this game or even win it, but they got some work to do here.
Well, it's just clutch at bats across the board for the Blue Jays. Two hits going into that seventh inning. They're at a lot of three extra base hits, leading to three runs. They knock Jacobson out. Stephen Morgan able to get out of it eventually, but Redhawks had a chance to win it. Now they're going to have to score at least two to extend this one to at least an extra frame.
First save opportunity of the season for Sabetha. A couple blowout wins and a trio of losses, trying to even their overall record to 3-3 and get their first win in Big 7 play on their debut.
Yeah, trying to defend that league title from a year ago. You said first since 2019. Blue Jays, again, this is a senior-heavy team. Majority of this roster back that made the state tournament. They got off to a little bit of a slow start, but they're ranked for a reason, and they're going to certainly be towards the upper half and certainly – they have the roster and the talent to repeat as Big 7 League champs. It'd be a great start here if Grimm can hold down the forts and hold on to this two-run lead in that first league game of the year.
Peyton Teal to the plate, 0-2. Strikeout and a ground out that hit the leg of Schmelzley, bounced in the hands of Kramer, thrown on to first in time. First pitch from Jacob Grimm from the windup is down and away, missing for ball one. And looking at Grimm's stats this season on the rubber, five innings pitched, 140 ERA. His whip right at one, opposing batting average 222, giving up just four hits in two appearances against third of the season. That one shot foul. Record is 0-1, giving up four hits, one walk, and has two strikeouts. One and one count to the number nine hitter, Peyton Teal. Pitch from Grimm. Swing and a miss. Behind on that fastball makes it 1-2.
Certainly has some velocity behind that fastball. That one is a little bit maybe up and in, but those are tough pitches to lay off.
What's the saying? How's the saying go? Weight moves weight.
There you go.
And a half-hearted swing and a miss from Teal. Down on strikes. One gone. And they go to the top of the order.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to either commit or lay off, and it was kind of a hesitation there, and just right at the end, you kind of swing the bat through, but good pitch and location for Grimm. And you always want to get that first out whenever you're in a save situation.
Micah Oldham to the plate. He has two of the team's three hits today. Is that one in there for strike one? A couple of singles, one to start the game in the first inning and one in the fourth, although he was thrown out at second trying to get a double. A one pitch. Yeah, that one, was that foul? Did it hit him? Yes, it did. So wave it off, take it 0-2.
The umpire said maybe caught the inside part of the foot, and you can tell he's got a little bit of a limp walking back to the batter's box. Has to step up and step in with an 0-2 count.
His brother Xavier, first team all league last year. Won't have him this year, but Micah has been really solid so far in 2024. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Grimm. Off-speed pitch, that one missing low and away. Makes it 1-2.
Well, the advantage of
getting out in front, 0-2, the things you can do with that next pitch. Really puts a lot of pressure on the batter to really keep a clean eye.
1-2 from Grimm, misses inside, evens up the count, 2-2. If you want to keep listening to some baseball after this one, tune over to 92.1 FM KMZA. Royals are playing right now, taking on the Baltimore Orioles. Tough series ahead for Kansas City in that one after going 1-2 to start their season. 2-2 pitch, chopped right back to Grimm. Will field it cleanly. Thrown to first. Will be in time for out number two.
Well, this would be a heck of a comeback if the Blue Jays can hold on. They need just the one out now to wrap it up. But well, their offense was stymied through the first six and then exploded when they needed to. In that seventh inning, scoring three. Adding that little extra insurance as well for the two-run advantage.
Stevens has that lone other hit that I mentioned from earlier. That was all the way back in the first inning. First pitch misses up and in for ball one. Hiawatha started the game single, single walk. But then after that, it was only able to get two runs out of the deal. And since then, the offense has been stymied thanks to Aiden Lang and Jacob Grimm coming in to try to close the door here in this one. Wind up and 1-0. Up and in once again. Makes it 2-0.
Seems to be a pretty common spot for some of these fastballs for Grimm. A little bit up, a little bit in.
Grimm goes back to work. And that one in there, strike one, a little bit low in the zone, but in there.
You mentioned the job that Lang was able to do despite giving up those runs in the first. It could have been a lot more for the Redhawks in that inning. With the bases loaded and nobody out. So you felt okay, I would think, if you were the Blue Jays after just giving up the two there. Well, Lang settled down, and he was very solid, handing it off to Grimm here now for a save opportunity.
2-1 pitch miss, so now it's 3-1. Here it comes from Jacob Grimm. Down low, 5-pitch walk, and Hiawatha with some life here.
At least get the tying run, representer, to the plate here with Jacobson.
Fifth walk of the day between the two Sabetha pitchers, and that will bring up Cooper Jacobson. 0-for-2 with a walk, a ground out, and a strikeout. Batting third in the hitting order. Decent size lead over there at first from Stevens. Wouldn't imagine they're going to send him considering the circumstances of this game. We're back over to first on his time.
No, Grimm's not going to make it easy. Quickly throws over there. At least letting him know that he's got an eye on him.
First pitch of the at-bat. Misses low and in. Ball one to the left-handed hitting center fielder. Jacobson was solid in his relief outing, got off to a bit of a slow start, but it was just that end, the top of the seventh, giving up three hits in a row, makes all the difference. 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air, foul, left field side. Makes it 0-2. Grimm now just one strike away. Sabetha leading 4-2, runner on first. Here in the bottom of the seventh. Going from the stretch. Stevens with his lead. Gets the pitch he wants. Comes set. Looks over at first. And fires. Hit in the air. Out of play. We'll do it again.
Well, you got to protect. You got to keep it in the lines. Got to be smart at the plate. Got to put something in play.
Blue Jays trying to get their first win of the 2024 season in league play. The 0-2 to Jacobson. In the dirt, they're going to say that's a strike three. They're going to tag him, and that's going to be it.
Wow.
It was just dropped, I think, by Mitchell. And that is your ball game. Sabetha, a comeback victory with three runs in the top half of the seventh to win the ball game. 4-2 the final. We'll break it down and wrap it up coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha comes from behind to defeat Hiawatha 42, the final score. Jared Sluppy alongside Brandon Tabman and Seth Tollison back in the studio. And looking back at some of the numbers from this one, I mean, just an incredible game from Aiden Lang. He goes six innings. He gets the win. Seven strikeouts, four walks, three hits, one earned run, giving up two total. And Jacob Grimm comes in for the save. He goes the full inning with one walk, no hits, no runs, and two strikeouts. What really impressed you in this one, partner?
Well, just the confidence and the aggression that we saw from the Blue Jays bats in the seventh. Both sides had great pitching through the first six innings. And again, it was a 4-2 final, so still the runs were low. Both teams stranded quite a few runners on base, seven for Hiawatha, two, four, six, eight stranded on base for Sabetha. But again, the Blue Jays just really nothing going for them on offense. They had a five-inning stretch with just one hit and the one run. But then you go double, triple, single, and then add another RBI double in that last inning when you needed it the most. And Grimm coming on and shutting the door after giving up a two-out walk in the bottom of the seventh. Again, this is a very good Sabetha team. They got off to a very slow start, lost their first three, but they have come back now. They have won three in a row, looking for four, try to get back above 500. But this is a team that ranked for a reason. They brought back pretty much the entire chunk of their roster that made a state tournament run last year. They won 19 of their 24 games. They're defending league champs. And they have a lot of expectations, and to battle the way they did when it looked pretty bleak, you know, going into that final frame when they needed it the most, but a team that's certainly going to have an opportunity to repeat, and just a tough one for Hiawatha again, now still searching, you know, for that first win of the year. Kind of let that one go, had an opportunity to close it, but credit the Blue Jays bats, came alive in the seventh and really the difference in the game.
Micah Oldham went 2-for-4 in the ball game for the Redhawks, the lone Redhawk with multiple hits in this one. As for Sabetha, they were led by Marcus Bauman. He went 3-for-4 with the go-ahead RBI single in the seventh, as well as a run. Mitchell Kramer was 1-for-2 with a pair of runs and the RBI triple. And also, you had Jacob Grimm. He was 1-for-3 with an RBI double in the seventh inning as well. Well, that's going to do it. As Hiawatha falls to 0-5, Sabetha improves to 3-3 and 1-0 in league play. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, Horton Softball will be hosting Donovan West on Thursday. It'll be next broadcast right here on your Game of the Week on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience a passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.